Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. That's right. I'm here.
Oh, that's right.
Rhea Hughes is here. We are here. Hollis Thomas is here.
Good morning.
Al's always here.
Yeah.
And John Johnson is here back at the station. Hi, John. Why did all these people come in off the sick beds?
Yes, we
because
got paid.
We got a football game on Sunday in Hollis. What are each and every one of us?
Men.
Except Rhea.
Rhea's a woman.
Rhea, you know what? In her own way.
Honorary member.
In her own way, she is a man. That's right, Rhea. You have a card-carrying male with female parts. let's start with this, Rhea. You have been off. You were off yesterday, so we knew you were near death's doorstep because you never take any time off. How are you doing today?
I had no voice on Wednesday afternoon, but better, feel better.
It's better so that you can participate with us in a very important show before the biggest game of the football season.
Was that you wouldn't be here.
Well,
and I couldn't leave the day before Dallas, 2 days before Dallas, to Al.
And I'm going to be quite honest with you, Al.
Yeah.
What you're seeing here with my presence at Borgata today is a profile in courage.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
I am here against doctor's orders.
Oh.
Yesterday, I had a procedure that required me to go under anesthesia.
Yeah. You can't drive, right?
Exactly. The doctor's instructions were, under no concern, under no situation, should you get in a car for the next 24 hours. Less than 12 hours later, I was tooling down 206 today, well above the speed limit, well above it. And you know why that is, Al?
Because you're stupid?
No, because I am in a win-at-all-costs mode.
God.
Hollis, you know this. You play football for a long time.
Yes.
There are certain games that you have to get up for no matter what. Am I right?
This is the specific one you have to.
This is the one.
The main one.
It's the biggest game since the Super Bowl. And in one way, at least, it's bigger than the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Because it's the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Right? Our Patriots, no bad. The Cowboys... The idea that they would end our season is unthinkable, particularly the year after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Can't happen. Won't happen. We won't let it happen. We're all here. Rhea could have taken a day off. I could have taken a day off. Of course, we were fearful Al would run the show, and that wouldn't be good. But anyway, we got Ross Tucker, Phil Martelli, Dick Vermeil, Mike Lombardi, Jay Black. They're all coming out. We got Winners and Weasels coming up in a little while. But I need to start the show with a very specific thing. I need people to call in right now who are up at this hour because you are aggressive people. You are tackling your day on the early end. That's aggression, Hollis.
Yep.
So I need you to call in if you believe the Eagles are going to do this on Sunday. I've heard a lot of negativity. Our Big Daddy picked the Cowboys. Big Daddy.
Oh, how will we recover?
A father of our own, Ava Gadonis. By the way, she's back there, too. Are you there, Ava? See, she's right there.
Yeah.
So all of us are ready to go with this. And now, needless to say, even though partially I was unconscious yesterday, I have done additional work in looking at this football game, and I have great insights.
Okay.
Great insights.
All right.
Better than usual.
Well, whatever.
Shut up. I know what you were going to say. Don't say it.
That's not a problem.
Don't say it.
No.
I'm going to start with this because Fletcher Cox is a key to this game.
Yeah.
Interior lineman, defensive line's got to control it.
Yep.
Got to get on Dak Prescott. You know all that deal.
Yes.
And yes, he said yesterday, Al, what the key to the game will be. With all due respect, that is not the key to the game.
It isn't?
It will not be in the trenches in this game. No, it won't.
That's unusual.
Now, I know I'm offending Hollis.
That's unusual.
Because Hollis lived in the trenches.
You're not offending me. I know exactly where you're going with it.
Okay, good. Because Hollis and I are on the same wavelength. We're big game mode here.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
All right.
So that's one. Secondly, then Brandon Graham wanted to get involved because he's on that line as well.
Yes.
And they do have two major weapons. Here's how he's going to deal with them. Right. That is also an interesting insight, but it is not the reason the Eagles will win this game on Sunday. This is a question of brains over brawn. Which team is more intelligent? All right, Al? Now look at it. This Eagles organization, top to bottom, is a reigning Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
Who outsmarted last year the smartest coach in the history of the game, Bill Belichick.
Yes.
They outsmarted him.
Yeah, Philly special.
They beat him with that and other plays. They proved in the biggest games of their lives that they were smarter than the smartest guy that's ever coached on the sideline.
Right.
And they have, the Philadelphia Eagles have, as their main guy, a man who never got a B in school, Carson Wentz. Oh. He never got a B.
Me either.
He got... No, I know.
Because you got C.
Why are you... you understand, Al, this is a very important show.
Yeah.
I don't need you making wisecrack, stupid remarks.
No.
Well, all right? What is he here for?
No.
I'm not sure. I can't answer that question. All right? But anyway, it's about intelligence. Hollis, am I on the right track here?
You're on the right track.
All right. Because, Anna, this is... We went back, and I want to thank Tom Kelly for doing the research on this. In the past month... Did Jason Garrett have electroshock therapy? Did he have a lobotomy? Did something happen that he suddenly became brilliant?
Yeah, they got Amari Cooper.
Right. And let me tell you right now, it's 7 o'clock, Al. It's going to be Princeton versus Princeton on the show.
Oh.
Because Jason Garrett went to Princeton.
Yes.
Now, he got through it because he was an athlete.
Well, they're all athletes at
Princeton. He's not smart enough to be an Ivy Leaguer. All right? As an Ivy Leaguer myself. He's not at our level intellectually.
Okay.
He's not even close. No. But Ross Tucker is also from Princeton.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
And Ross Tucker is intelligent.
Yep.
And I want Ross Tucker to trash Jason Garrett, Princeton versus Princeton.
Nice.
They both went to Princeton.
Yes.
They both got out under dubious circumstances.
No.
They were both athletes.
Well, they're all athletes at Princeton.
They're not all athletes at
Princeton. It's got more athletes, student athletes, than any college in the country.
But not every one of them is. Some of them are curing cancer and stuff.
After they practice.
Yeah. Anyway, are they really athletes? Or
bottom line is, this is a game of the mind.
Yes.
And we went back a month.
Yes.
And at that point, the Eagles had not revived their season by losing here to them. All right? And after the Titans lost, that was their bad when they blew a two-touchdown lead. Remember that there?
Yeah.
People were calling Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott. This is the Fort Worth Telegram, their own newspaper.
Right.
We're calling them dumb and dumber.
Clappy the clown.
Right. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, Al.
Yeah.
Did they suddenly take smart pills in the last month, or are they still dumb, and they got away with a month of lucky football?
The coach is still dumb.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, no, it says dumb and dumber. I'm going by the newspaper on that.
Yeah.
They also said that the only way Jason Garrett would retain his job beyond this season was if there was DNA evidence revealing that he is the actual son of dumbbell owner Jerry Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's what they wrote. Now, that's what they wrote in their own newspapers.
Wow.
1 month later, these guys are going to Oxford?
It's amazing, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
They're still stupid.
Yeah.
Do you understand they're still stupid?
Yeah.
And we have to use the incredible advantage the Eagles have to outsmart them. Hollis Thomas.
Yes, sir. They got to go. Well, actually, you know what's got to happen is Rob Marinelli is a smart one here. If you notice, the defense has been playing extremely well.
Yep.
And they've been attacking and creating turnovers and putting them in position. If you look, they haven't scored like an abundance of points.
Yep.
They just stand out their own way, getting a couple of first downs, keeping the defense off the field, and getting field goals where need be. Now, if we could combat that by scoring, all we have to do is actually score. Because if you look at it, they just won 13-10.
They beat us.
We had how many turnovers we have against them?
Three, four. It was bad. It was a terrible game.
So we have to compound what we've been doing by not turning over the ball and actually scoring, and we'll win.
I study this, and tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. I'm watching them. They're very talented. I'm not going to tell you the defense is not very talented.
Yeah.
They're very fast.
Aggressive.
They're super fast and aggressive.
But they're boneheaded.
That's how you can sucker them.
Yeah, but they're boneheaded, too.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a couple of guys on their defense that you can.
Right.
We call those guys pigeons, yet
Yes, because they are overly aggressive and they won't be thinking smartly.
Yeah.
Devise a strategy that exploits their aggressiveness, and you got this game.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And hello, Ian, you got enough weapons on that Eagles offense right now with your friend Darren Sproles back.
Oh, yeah, he's back.
You got enough weapons now. They aren't going to be able to handle all that.
Well, yeah, that was another thing, too. I want to see how we deploy our offensive weapons besides Zach Ertz, because they're going to look at the formula that the New Orleans Saints used, and they're going to come back with that same formula, double bracketed Ertz. Yep. But we have to go to somebody else and show them that that's not the way to beat us.
Well, that's the great news, because we got Jeffrey, we got Tate, we got Goddard. If we need two tight ends, this kid Adams is really coming on in the backfield, and we got the ultimate little weapon, Darren Sproles.
I'm loving
it. Do it, boys.
You have a bigger weapon on the offensive line that you didn't have the first time around when they played Dallas. Lane Johnson.
Yes.
Good. DeMarcus Lawrence had a
field day.
I mean, it may not. He was just everywhere.
Yeah.
He was able to dominate without. Really, just kill. But he with Lane back there, it makes a huge difference.
And
that's why we brought Rhea in. She's smart.
And
we're outsmarting the opponent.
She went to Temple. She didn't go to Ivy League.
That doesn't mean she's not smart.
But it's one other thing too. That for our offense, we can't have any of those bonehead penalties that call back big plays.
Yep.
And my guy Jason Kelce has had two. It's like a lot of people were looking at that false start. That false start was damn near a touchdown.
No, I know it was bad.
But let me just say, I think he's
we got
to
that covered with who the ref is. I'm very thrilled about that also. And Al, I went across the casino floor here at Borgata. I will give you the updated odds on the Eagles game versus the Cowboys on Sunday. And the game I will select later as my pick of the week. Because my pick of the week is money. In the pocket.
Ooh.
It's a great one, and I did it for an unorthodox reason.
Okay.
But I'll give you that a little bit later. I wanted to end with this, though, because a lot is being made of something that doesn't worry me in the least. And it was the comments branded stupid yesterday by our own Ray Dittinger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Camus Grugier-Hill saying that the Cowboys – I want to run this by Hollis before I go any further. Because, Hollis, here is what Camus Grugier-Hill said. That got everybody stirred up. Is that upsetting to you, Hollis?
No, not really. No, not at all.
Not a problem at all?
Not a problem at all, especially if he plays. It'll be different if he didn't play.
Right.
So he plays, so he's going to have to back it up.
He's got to back it up.
Yeah, but it also put the rest of us on notice that he gave them some bulletin board material, so they're going to come out firing hard and fast. So we better be strapped up too.
And then, in a shocking twist, Al Jason Garrett went right after him. Here's what Jason Garrett said yesterday. He clapped.
Clappy the clown.
Clappy the clown is right there on the sideline, and he clapped. All right? When we come back, you know what I want to do right away? We're going to make our picks. Because we're going to make our picks.
All right.
Right. We're not going to wait today. Because today we're going to be aggressive.
Strike first.
Ava, you get ready. Johnson, you get ready. I want everybody picking this game. Because this game is going into win column. Now, I need people on the line who believe in this. All right? Don't fake it. Hollis can tell. All right? Hollis was a player. He will know. Who is listening right now that actually fully believes? You can hear, Al, the passion of my voice.
Yes.
I'm here today. I can't even pee, right? But I'm here today.
You definitely can't since they closed the bathroom.
I'm here today.
You really can't because they closed the bathroom.
Well, I know that, but, that could be a big problem.
You do what I always do. Just go underneath it and yell at them.
Well, don't go underneath it. It's right out in the open.
Al, I thought you meant underneath. You know what I was thinking when you said that, really?
Go under the thing.
I thought you meant underneath the table. Because I was,
What's wrong?
Never mind.
She said underneath. I didn't say it.
Aren't you wearing a designer diaper or something?
No, I had it.
Oh,
and then I realized, how can I come here today and say I'm a man wearing a diaper?
You would look
so I'm going without the diaper. I have a whole box of them.
Ooh, commando.
Yeah. No. 888-729-9494.